It's getting to the point with this where Monica's so good at picking these football games.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get her one of those hats. You know, the ones that the swamis and snake charmers wear. It's got like a diamond in the middle of it. Yeah. You know, like, was it when Zoltan made Tom Hanks all big?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we need that hat on
gosh.
Her. All we have right now is the poop hat, and you have far exceeded the expectations of the poop hat.
This is such a big deal. When I was at the last homecoming, somebody walked up to me and said that we should put Monica in the newspaper, because, you know, they do their pick'ems in the sports section with just her picture and all the schools, that we should put her in the sports page with everybody else.
Like, she don't know nothing.
Oh, gosh, I don't know football.
And she's housing every person. She's probably got, like, better picks than Frank Beamer. They put him in there, and she is killing it. 11-3 so far on the year. So, kids, just remember, if she picks your team to lose, it's pretty much hopeless.
Yeah.
Play your best.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means everything.
I keep saying that. It's like, just everybody play your best.
And what's going down. Also, all of the games we feature this week and every week, there'll be special snap filters at the game. So you can just keep swiping right so you find that filter. If you're taking pictures tonight and then you want to harass Miss Monica, you can. It's K92 Monica there on Snapchat. Or just tag K92 and everything as well as we get ready for this week's predictions here on The Thing. Now, we try to pick the marquee games, and then we try to bounce around to some schools that we haven't been to just yet. So if you're like, yo, where's my high school?
Uh-huh.
Text in 52353. Let us know. You might be on future week. Here we go. Game number one. This is a big one.
Why are you nervous already?
I don't know. I just get nervous about it. I'm like,
Yeah, because you know how much it matters.
The Blacksburg Bruins, Monica. The
Bruins.
They will be taking on the Patrick Henry Patriots. That's the only information we give her. We don't give her records. We don't give her anything else. It's all she needs is the school and the mascot. What you got?
The Blacksburg Bruins. PH?
Yes. Patrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling PH.
You're feeling your PH.
I'm feeling PH.
Okay. And what are you feeling there
pH
on your
balance.
Score?
Oh, God.
I don't know. This is how your predictions are chosen. Well, I have a good pH balance. I peed on a stick this morning. Feeling good. Feeling good about pH. Here we go.
31-15.
All right. Okay. 31-15. It means everything.
All right.
Go ahead. Bet your house. Bet your mortgage on all of these games. Next up, EC Glass.
Uh-huh.
The Hilltoppers. Like those people on Walking Dead. Taking on George Washington. Actually, don't have a mascot listed here, so we'll just say
the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Eagles?
I was just going to say,
I apologize.
The rotted corpse of George Washington.
Oh, no. George Washington.
The Eagles. Okay.
They're the Eagles.
The EC Glass Hilltoppers. The George Washington Eagles. What's it going to be?
I don't know anything about the George Washington Eagles.
You don't know anything about EC Glass either.
I
so
don't.
What does it matter?
Or football.
You know what, y'all two? Dang it. All right.
Dag nabbit, you're right.
But EC Glass is still speaking to me.
Okay.
And I think the score is going to be close.
Short the glass.
23-21.
You know what? Based on the records of these teams, that is a possibility. Uh-huh. EC Glass undefeated, 4-0. George Washington, 3-1.
So this could be a close game.
Excellent game.
Man.
23-21, says she. Hidden Valley, land of the ranch, and the Titans taking on Pulaski.
Pulaski.
The Cougars. What you got?
I'm just saying that Pulaski Yankees. I keep saying Pulaski Yankees.
She loves
saying
the Pulaski Yankees.
Every time.
Yankees.
But I know where she's going with this. She thinks Pulaski is full of big corn-fed boys.
Cornbread fed.
So she thinks they just eat the other team, practically.
I don't know. I've never seen the team, but I just imagine.
I believe Monica is picturing right now, if you have this game, Pulaski taking on Hidden Valley, she is picturing a large cornbread-fed football player from Pulaski picking up a kid from Hidden Valley, dipping him in ranch, and throwing him on the sidelines. That's what we have here. Score?
Yeah, I think 37-19.
37-19. Pulaski's winning. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Next up, it is the, let's go with this one. Carroll County Cavaliers.
Carroll County
taking on Glenver, the Highlanders.
Yes.
Glenver. I automatically feel like Glenver. I don't know why.
Just came right to you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Glenver. And the score, I think, is going to be kind of close. The music stopped.
It did.
Oh.
Pressure's on.
Oh, okay. So I think the music means that it's going to be
30-11. And who's winning here?
Glenver.
Okay, so Glenver is going to win.
Doesn't mean anything, folks.
30-11. As we know, it means everything. She's 11-3 on the year. The woman just, it's an uncanny ability to do this. And I don't know why she's so good at it, but darn it, she is. We have one more game for this week here on your K92 Morning Thing. And it is involving our featured homecoming game. I had a Salem cheer, and I can't find it now. I don't know what the heck happened to it. I lost it. The cheerleaders were in here. It was great. Okay, I'm mad about that, but that's all right. So we have the game now. Monica Brooks, Christiansburg Blue Demons, Salem Spartans. I'm going to be there tonight, so I'm going to have to answer for this.
Yep.
And she has picked Salem to lose 2 weeks in a row, and they've won both times. What do you got?
Salem's going to play hard, but it's not going to win.
What? It's not going to win.
They're not going to win. I felt because, you know, I feel I'm nervous even saying that.
God. Oh, my God. You're nervous. I'm nervous.
It doesn't mean anything, folks. I say it again. But they're going to play really hard.
They're going to lose their homecoming?
It doesn't mean. I'm probably wrong on all of this.
But you keep being not wrong
like,
on
I
all
could
of
be,
this.
I'm probably wrong on everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So don't
the
do
cheerleaders,
that face.
The
don't
cheerleaders came in. And they were excited. They were talking about how important homecoming is to them.
Uh-huh.
And it was the cheerleaders. Let me pull their names up real quick just so you can know who you're shooting down.
Gosh.
Genevieve, Iva, Janaya, Macy, Kemper, Kylie.
Hey, girls.
They were huge fans.
Hey.
Huge fans.
I love
huge
them.
Fans. Way to scare them away, Monica. That's what we
see,
need
oh,
here.
My gosh. Now I shouldn't even have said it.
Oh, man.
Delete.
This is their last
43-31.
What'd you say?
43-31.
For the defense,
but why
is just going to be
terrible.
Y'all
get so serious. Man. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know anything about football at all.
These
so
are those girls' last homecoming as seniors.
And I tell Antoine, you what, Antoine, because I got to go to this thing. This is probably going to be my last homecoming because they're going to attack me and I'm not going to be welcome back. So.
Y'all stop it. Y'all stop.
Not that I'm playing favorites against Christiansburg, but look, people, I got to answer face to face today. All right, laying them down. Just a recap here. Patrick Henry defeats Blacksburg 31-15. EC Glass squeaks it out against George Washington 23-21. Pulaski crushes Hidden Valley 37-19. Glenver takes down Carroll 30-11. And the Spartans. Now, they have been one of the few teams that can overcome the demonic predictions of
Monica.
That's
but
right.
They're also playing the Blue Demons. The Demons.
Yeah.
The Devil. They're playing against all forms of the Devil. What's going to happen? Right now, Monica says 43-31, Christiansburg will win. 52353 for your comments. K92 Monica on Snapchat if you want to hit it up. And don't forget all of those snap filters as well while you're at the games this weekend.
Woo!
I will see you at the Salem homecoming tonight. Please don't hurt me.